this is a podcast where I talk in little snippets about my perspective from my experience of a mixed orientation marriage. The SS Purgatory. The SS stands for straight spouse. So I was over at my friend Josh's house, visiting, having a couple of drinks, and we were talking about friends that we've both known for a long time. I've known Josh for over 20 years, and so we have mutual friends. And we talk about mutual friends often and just, you know, what are they up to? Oh, how did you know them again? And that kind of thing. And last night we were talking about one named Nate. And he was like, oh, tell me how you met Nate. And I told him that story. And then I told him that there was a really interesting story that happened just a couple of years after I met Nate. And it's one of those things I only think about maybe, well, I've probably thought about it twice since it happened. So, side note, Josh, my friend that I am having drinks with in his home, was the gay spouse in a mixed orientation marriage. We both went to BYU, both Mormon. It was a temple wedding, et cetera, kids, and we're both divorced. So anyway, back to Nate. The story happened in 1999. My ex-husband, Matt, was managing a smoothie and sandwich shop, and Nate worked for him. And for maybe a year, my ex-husband had been attending therapy, and it was, for all intents and purposes, conversion therapy. The therapist was LDS and employed through the LDS or Mormon church, and her therapy included whatever ways they were to try to get Matt to understand that he's not gay, but just has same-sex attraction. And back in 99, they weren't doing, you know, shock therapies anymore or weird shit. It was just all talk therapy. And then there was also group therapy. So Matt is strongly encouraged to attend the group therapy session. And he knows that Nate attends this group therapy. Nate was the kind of gay Mormon boy who talked about it openly and his journey and his therapy. And obviously he had mentioned his group therapy to Matt at work or whatever. And then there's Matt, who had always been fiercely secretive about his quote unquote same-sex attraction. And I hope you are wincing every time I say that phrase, because I am. So Matt commits to go to this group therapy session, and he has to make a decision. Is he going to just show up and let Nate discover that he's gay just then and there? Here I am at the session for Mormon closeted men who are trying their best to be straight, most of them married, I think. To women, of course. Or should he pull him aside at work, maybe take him out on the sidewalk and just say, hey, look, that group therapy session you talk about all the time, I'm going to go. And let that be the way that Matt breaks it to him. Because it's not just saying, hey, I'm going to be at that therapy session that you go to. It's also saying, I am also gay. But of course, to these two, at the time, Mormon boys, it was same-sex attraction. I also have the same-sex attraction, which was like a fixable problem back then. Or considered that, of course, it's not really. So he tried to call me the day of the session when he was at work with Nate. So the session was that evening. He's at work with Nate during the day. And he tried to call me to bounce off of me what he should do. He wanted my advice. And when I say he tried to call me, what I mean by that is I was extremely depressed, not just that day, of course, but on this particular day, I was experiencing a very, very difficult abyss of darkness and fog of depression. And I had a little baby, and I was pregnant with number two. And whenever baby was sleeping, I would sleep. When baby was crawling around, I would just lay and watch. Just absolutely despondent. And the phone was ringing off the hook. Matt called me over and over and over and over, and I just wasn't answering because I was too goddamn depressed to pick up the phone. I was also too goddamn depressed to realize that, well, if the phone is ringing over and over, it must be the same person calling to get my attention because there's something important, something urgent. But I guess that didn't cross my mind. My brain was not functioning. So then I get a knock on the door. Just a couple minutes after the last ring, 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 ring. And when you're as depressed as I was, you know, or even half depressed as I was, you know that getting an unexpected knock on the door is even worse than getting a phone call. And it was our neighbor. We lived in a duplex, and it was our neighbor who lived on the other side. And he said, and I answered the door, and he said, hey, your husband's been trying to call you. He just called me and asked me to come over here to tell you to call him at work because it's urgent. So I feel dumb, but I call and he asks me what he should do. Should I tell him here at work so that he has a heads up, you know, a little bit of an icebreaker? Or do I just show up? I could hear the terror in Matt's voice to have to talk about this with someone. Because the thing is, if he wasn't being completely closeted about it, if he was speaking of it at all, it meant it was out in the open and it meant a loss of control. But I heard the fear in his voice, and I was very compassionate and understanding. And I said, I really think you should pull him aside at work. That would be the best way. Break the ice. Don't just show up at the session tonight. And so I got off the phone with Matt, and I don't remember if he called me back to tell me how the conversation went or if he told me when he got home that night. Regardless, he said that when he asked Nate to come talk to him outside, and he told him, hey, I'm going to be at your group therapy session tonight. I think Matt maybe was expecting like Nate to take a moment to register what he was really telling him, like, I'm gay too. and that there would be some kind of confusion or surprise or even shock. But Nate's reaction was more like, oh, okay. Meaning, Nate had already figured it out. He knew. A lot of people did. And that was devastatingly crushing to Matt. And when I told Josh this story a couple nights ago, he went, that couldn't be a more perfect snapshot of the mixed orientation marriage. Just everything that encompasses the mess that that is in that little story. The wife's depression while she's also trying to raise these kids or babies or whatever, and I should clarify straight wife, because there's also straight husbands who have gay wives, but the straight spouse in their depression, and the gay spouse living, having a very live moment of the terror of people figuring it out and/or just having to talk about it.